Monsters are dangerous, and just now, kings are dying like flies.
I am the king!
Fuck the king.
Welcome to Game of Thrones Wieners and Such. Today we are happy because it's an extra long episode, but sad because it's our last episode till 2019, or so the rumors go. Today we're reviewing Season 7, Episode 7, The Dragon and the Wolf.
Awesome.
Joining me as always is Marie Lopez.
Hey, I'm here. What's up?
Dutch is here.
Hello.
And Mersh is here having a little pizza.
Hey, what's going on, kids? I'm having my chicken tendies.
Tendies, that's right.
Yeah, I just want to say, too, for a little fresh perspective out there, folks, I just started watching with this episode.
Okay, so.
I just dove in, so we're going to get that perspective.
It's gonna be
you're like my girlfriend.
You might be a little bit lost.
Or Royce's mom.
Yeah, my mom called me. And was asking me all these things that were, like, from three seasons ago. And I'm like, Mom, do you remember? She was like, do you remember? She's like, wait, who's that guy? Who's the big guy? That's the mountain. What's wrong with him? Don't you remember that, you know, the guy stabbed him with
Why
the
did
spear?
He call him his brother? Well, because here's they're brothers.
Yeah.
Because they had the same parents, and they fucked twice.
Right. So, yeah, I was explaining that to my mom. But it is.
I think that's just a woman thing.
Yeah.
Like once in a while, you meet a woman who's like really into stuff, but overall, most women are just kind of like, who's this guy again? Why is he wearing that? And you're like, forget it.
Marie, your thoughts?
No, Marie's not like that, though. Marie's one that like corrects you on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm doing it right.
Well, this episode was the longest episode of this season. Short season, though, seven episodes.
Super mad about that.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Like, I mean, they normally have, 10 episodes? And usually they'll have, like, the last episode be, like, 2 hours long. So it's essentially 11 episodes. They only had 7.5 episodes
right. This
season.
Dude, to be fair, I very rarely in my life have seen a show from beginning to end that has been, like, just watching it feels expensive.
Right, yeah. Like,
they're not
point.
Fucking around on this show. You know, they couldn't even afford Ghost this season. So you know,
it's like a blockbuster movie every episode with the production value.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we've pointed it out almost every episode this season. But the CGI for the dragons have been way better than seasons past because we were watching some older episodes.
Yeah, some of them are. Oh my god, some of the early stuff. You're like,
It's rough. You know, considering
actually at first when they were small, they looked really good.
Yeah. Out of all 7 episodes in season 7, which is your favorite?
This last one.
Episode 6.
It's hard. This one's pretty good. Yeah, shit. I don't know, man. I think the episode where they went beyond the wall was good.
I think that was my favorite this season. I mean, look, it's hard to pick
because you got to watch, like, for guys, that was like watching like an old West film. Like you got to watch this group of old gunfighters finally together, and you're like,
and now we're
misfits. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And they all hate each other.
We're complaining about the lengths of the episodes, but about the season. But maybe that's why it was so good. You know what I mean?
Because they shoved a lot of content in a very short amount of time.
Right. Maybe that's why it was so good, you know?
I will say you can tell, like, the story's developing faster. Like, it's like when you play Skyrim and you just do so many side quests then eventually you're like, I'm blessed, not this main quest.
Right.
It's like all of a sudden you're just doing a lot of main quest stuff now. No more blacksmithing and book reading.
Yeah.
I would say the episode that did it for me was finally seeing a dragon in battle, which I believe was episode 4, The Spoils of War, when you see the dragon finally burning down the Lannisters and the one dragon gets shot in the arm.
Yeah, because it had been used already before, but only in like on defenseless boats or like, you know what I mean? It was just used as like a, whoa, look at this dragon. And now it was fighting.
Like in a full out battle fighting. Combat.
At that
you
point,
actually got to see it. Yeah.
At that point in episode 4, you really realize this season ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
And at the, like, cause the first 2 or 3 episodes were like, oh wow, things are kind of like progressing quickly. And we're like, all right, cool, cool. But it wasn't until halfway through the season, we're like, all right, we're going to see some fucking shit this season.
And God, did we.
Yeah, man, it has been just every episode.
Yeah, this season, I mean, keep in mind, this season kicked off with a full-on Arya Stark fear boner.
Yep.
And then it just started from there. You're like, oh, okay, we're not fucking around. You just killed a whole hall full of people.
Well, this episode starts out with a Bronn and Jaime.
Who is, by the way, my spirit, like, if anybody picks a character they identify with most, Bronn is my dude.
Why is that?
I see that, yeah.
He's just because he's like devil may care, like literally the apocalypse is coming and he's still like,
how much money you got?
Yeah, you know, just give me a castle, a couple bucks, get my dick sucked. Right. He's you know what I mean? He'll throw down. He doesn't really give a fuck. He's awesome. I love Bronn.
Now, did you all read the side comments that were being shared about how Bronn and Cersei won't be in a scene together because they used to date?
Yeah, well, you can see it later.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's really why. That's why they even said, we'll get a drink.
It's apparently in the contract that they won't be in a episode together. They can't even
the actual
set.
Actors.
Yes,
the
correct.
Actual actors used
Jerome
to date.
Flynn,
wow. Okay,
Jerome Flynn and
I thought you were talking
Lena
about
Hedy.
Like something that happened in the books.
No, they had a thing in real life and they hate each other. And I
wow.
guess it's a lot on her end because she's got more of the power than he does.
Yes.
And that's why that's why people suspect they had to rewrite this dragon pit scene in the episode where he had to just go take Pod to the
yeah.
Tavern.
He's like, oh, we're gonna go drink.
Hey, let's go get drunk. Yeah,
yeah. It's like I can't. I'm not allowed on set.
Well, now we're over here with Tyrion.
Okay, can you clarify?
Sure.
So is this on like the outskirts of King's Landing? This Dragon Rock thing?
Correct. It's definitely in King's
Is that
King.
Where they are? Okay. Yes. I thought that's what it was, but I need somebody to tell me that's what it was.
Well, no. They're at King's Landing.
Yeah, they're all...
Right, but it's like it's an outskirt island right next to King's Landing, right?
No,
this is
King's Landing.
They're
at King's Landing.
The dragon thing is in King's Landing.
Okay, then what's this gladiator pit? And they were talking about that.
It's not
that
a gladiator pit, it's
like,
a dragon. It was where they used to keep the dragons in the days of old, and they were only the size of like wolves back then.
It was a dragon pit.
They kept them contained. That's where that is, but that was in King's Landing.
Okay, well, like right there on the bay, from what it looks like. So,
well, I mean, just showing where they're arriving from. I mean, I don't know where specifically it's located. They just kind of
okay.
Show you,
yeah, I believe.
I figured that's what it was. I just wanted to be clear. Somebody was telling me it was somewhere else, and I was like, "No, I'm fairly certain it's right there."
I believe that is Blackwater Bay.
Correct. So they're at King's Landing, and
I like. Can I just say something? I really like the new Lannister fascist motif.
The black,
yeah, they're doing real like a high fascism. Very stylish, though. The black cloaks are way more intimidating than the gold cloaks.
A lot of A-lines.
Oh, yeah. Dude, really, it's thinning. And if she is worried about this pregnancy, it's a perfect thing, you know? Keep it black.
It's flattering to the figure, for sure. Yeah. And it also helps with her boyish haircut, you know? Until she gets
that
back.
By the way, is anybody else bothered by that? Like, I get that she had her hair cut short when she was, you know, taken by the High Sparrow.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, can you grow it out? No?
Yeah,
like,
I'm really tired of Cersei's. I just broke up with my boyfriend and I needed to change character.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
You know what?
I did this for, like, 2 years.
Okay. Speaking as the
we
only...
get it. Your son died.
As the only woman on the show, if we would equate Dorn with black people, she's not on the Dorn side, so she doesn't know what hair extensions are.
Yeah, but let's just say if we're equating Dorn to black people, if she's got hair like that, she's the kind of girl that bangs people from Dorn, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow, we just really got racist for no reason.
Look, she brought it up. All I'm saying is Cersei should know about hair extensions, and she's not getting it because everyone else in fucking King's Landing isn't going to be the people that give her hair extensions.
I think she's hit that age where she just wants a manageable haircut. That's all it is.
It doesn't matter.
She doesn't have kids anymore. Women only cut their hair that short when they have little infants at their lap.
How do you explain Brienne of Tarth?
Hot flashes.
How do you explain Brienne?
Well, she needs to make sure that she's not getting distracted in battle.
Oh, I want to play. Do you want to play a little bit of scene of when the?
I was going to say this is probably one of my favorite parts because everybody's finally coming together and they're having like the walkover.
Yeah.
Scene, and everybody's like, "Hey, what's up, Big Dick Podrick?" And everybody had this like weird little, you know. Go ahead.
The enemy, no less. Hard to blame you.
Cersei will anyway.
I'm glad you're alive.
Come on. You can suck his magic cock later.
See, because he's a midget.
Yes, and the whole time...
No, they were talking about Podrick. Are you kidding me? Him and his big dick.
And here we go. This was my favorite. This was anything with the Hound is amazing. Him talking to Brienne like two proud parents about Arya was wonderful.
I love this. Yeah, let's hear this.
I thought you were dead.
Not yet. You came pretty close.
I was only trying to protect her.
You and me both.
She's alive. Arya.
He looks so happy.
He's like, oh, thank God.
Where?
I trained her well.
Who's protecting her if you're here?
The only one that needs protecting is the one that gets in her way.
This is where he has that grin. He's like,
"Oh." Yeah, he gets the smug, happy look.
Like, shit, yeah. They both have like that, oh, that's our baby girl.
When we were watching this, I think, yeah, Marie was the one who pointed out. She's like, yo, they're basically his parents.
Yeah.
Or her parents.
They are.
Those two people raised Arya Stark. As soon as Arya decided to run away from King's Landing after Ned Stark got his head cut off, if it weren't for the many-faced god, it would be those two dudes, well, Brienne and
No,
the
those
Hound.
Two dudes. You had it right.
Okay. Raising
so the two dudes
her.
Raised her, and then the many-faced god was a creepy uncle that taught her how to fight kind of thing.
Right. He was the one that's like, you need discipline.
But I mean, yeah, they showed her how to be a creepy, you know, wear people's face, you know, supernatural assassin. But they didn't teach her how to be tough. Like, those two taught her how to be fucking
exactly.
Just tough, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just being around that cunt, the Hound, for a whole season, which to me still to this day is my favorite. Like, there have been a lot of good pairings on this show, but Hound Arya.
Oh,
road
yeah.
Tripping.
Oh, amazing.
This is one of the best shows ever. Yeah. Like, those two just, dude, when they arrived at the Eyrie for him to ransom her to the aunt right after the aunt got murdered, and they're like, I'm so sorry, but your aunt just died. And Arya just dies laughing at the Hound. Like,
yep.
Just, you dumb son of a bitch. You're the worst.
I forgot
luck
about
ever.
That scene,
She's literally laughing at her aunt dying just because it's like, you have the shittiest luck. This is so funny to watch. That was one of my favorite moments in the show. I'm like, Arya's a beast.
Forgot about that.
Arya's
great.
A sicko.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh, she's greatest.
So yeah, now they're all walking over to the Wu-Tang gravel.
The gladiator pit.
Yeah, it really is shaped like a reverse Wu-Tang symbol.
Yep. and they're all, you know, I was wondering about this. Like, who's the one that decided we're going to have the meeting in the... In the dragon pit, like
probably Daenerys because she's bringing the dragons.
But I'm pretty sure, like if Trump, if he was like, hey, let's meet with Kim Jong Un, let's meet in Manhattan at Trump Tower. Like, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't happen. You know what I mean? They'd be like, well, let's meet in, you know, Guam.
Well, that's the reason why I was asking if this was actually at King's Landing, but it is an island that's directly right off of the coast, right next to King's Landing.
Right.
So, kind of is a safe space, but not really.
Yeah, but it's really not when this bitch has dragons. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, right. Park
but
your
then
dragons.
Again, it's not a safe space park for them either because it's right next to King's Landing and there's a huge army and a whole lot of ships right there.
Yeah, but you got your dragons flapping around my island. You got your fucking your horseback Arabs running around making Native American sounds. I don't like this. I don't like where you're at. They should have met somewhere Could have met at the Riverlands. I mean, Lord knows the Freys aren't there anymore. They got a castle wide open. I'll meet you in the Riverlands. You done killed all the Freys.
Well, yeah, of course, Daenerys has to come late. She has to make her entrance. When
spoiled. The very, very Floyd Mayweather thing to do.
Spoiled Kardashian bitch. Hater.
You don't like Daenerys?
I've hated her from season. From
Danny. Why don't you like Danny? Everybody loves Danny.
No. No, everybody you know, does not.
No?
I have to say, I had more than one person predicting that Danny was going to die in this episode.
I have been Jon Snow from day one.
I feel like she's definitely going to die next season, and that's going to be like the huge death that rocks everybody's world.
I'll admit this. I haven't been Jon Snow from day one, but I have always been a Stannis man, and then I go Jon Snow. So it's, you know.
You root for the rightful heir to the throne.
Yeah, I like the guy who, like, fucking dude, the guy, it's his chance. Stop being a bunch of dicks and making this about you. Stannis was the guy. Stannis would have been good. Would have been a very nice dude. You know, maybe occasionally burns his daughter alive, whatevs.
Occasionally.
You know, whatever.
That episode broke my heart.
It broke my heart because I was a Stannis guy until I heard his daughter yelling. And then I was like, no, you were my guy. You were Mr. By the Book.
This scene here with the Hound in the Mountain.
Here we go. Turn up.
Brother.
Yeah, you do.
To brother.
You're even fucking uglier than I am now. What do they do to you? Doesn't matter. That's not how it ends for you, brother. You know who's coming for you. You've always known.
And then walks the fuck away.
I'm going to go grab me a zombie now.
Yup.
Here's the thing. Have they addressed the fact that those two guys were brothers until this episode? Because
yes,
I missed it if
several
they have.
Times. Yes, many, many times.
It's been addressed.
I missed it then, man.
Clegane Bowl. This is one of the biggest thing that's been hyped since from book and TV show fans. Both get along on that theory.
Right.
They want Clegane Bowl.
That whole
they want
thing,
these two to have a showdown, finally.
Who's going to win?
Well, I wanted to have a showdown, but like the fact that they're brothers, I didn't know that until this episode.
They want to give the Hound the poetic ending that he kills his brother that tortured him as a kid, but the flip thing, like the ironic M. Night Shyamalan twist, is that he's killing him out of mercy now.
Right.
And it's like, I'm still going to take you on and get this out of my system, but now I don't feel as bad because you're a fucking zombie anyway, and you're probably screaming, kill me, from inside of yourself.
Here's the thing. I think this is my prediction. It's going to be a dual knockout. They'll both kill each other. They'll both hit each other with swords at the same time or something weird where they both die at each other's hands kind of thing.
I think the Hound is going to get killed by a White Walker. I think he's going to get all the way to the final boss. Like, I think he's going to be up there with Jon Snow fucking swinging
away.
All right, away,
10 bucks on it. You got 10 bucks on it?
I got 20 on it. That the Hound,
20 on that one?
The last, at least until that last battle, and he gets whacked.
Okay. He gets whacked by a White Walker. I think he gets killed by his
brother. I'm not saying don't get all specific and box me in here. I'm not saying necessarily a White Walker.
You want to do a bet or you not?
But the final bet, he's going to make it to the North and be like, let's do this, nigga.
The thing is, the Hound has people that he cares about that are living, whereas the Mountain is already a zombie, and I don't really think he cares about anything except taking orders.
But I think he does want to put his brother out of his misery. I think that the Hound's changed, and now he's like, he even says in that scene, he's like, the fuck did they do to you? Like, it's almost like, you know, you can have, like, animosity between two brothers, and you still, you know, if you see him as a zombie robot who's literally rotting in front of people, you might be like, Jesus Christ, like, all right, man, I'll be back. I'm going to fucking end you. You want to probably be done.
So Dany comes into the arena on two out of her three dragons, looking hot as fuck.
With her eyebrows that don't match her hair.
How much
is she hot?
Do you think Cersei kind of crapped her pants at that point? Because she had her composure.
No way. Cersei don't crap her pants for nothing.
She crapped her pants? No. You saw a look of fear in her face when they pulled out the walker later, which we'll see in a second.
But Cersei has the kind of fear that you or I get when you go on the chakra at fucking Busch Gardens. Like, it's not. Cersei is a true sociopath. Like, you're never going to chill her to her core. She'll probably be like, oh, shit, get a load of that. But she's still smug.
Which,
cunt.
By the way, real quick, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this. We're watching live. Can we pull up the volume in this? Like, sure. What was the point of him getting up and just being a dick for no reason. If you're like, hey, dwarf.
They really do explain it later on, because I agree with you. At this moment of the episode, you think it's complete and utter bullshit.
I was mad.
That he just doesn't even give it a shot. He just walks away and says, I'm going back home to my island.
Well, that's when the zombie comes out. Not yet.
And then you realize that Cersei wanted him to leave and go back to his island all along,
right,
and he was just acting it
through.
That
being that, dude, even in hindsight, there was no reason for him to get up and call out his nephew and then start making midget jokes. That's all he did when he got up. Like, for him and Cersei to have this whole backdoor deal is fine, but it didn't serve any purpose for this scene.
But it does. It suits his character. He's a pirate. He's a fucking dick. He's an alpha male. He's gonna get the first word. And even if they gotta rein him in, it's like, all right. Like, he doesn't have any decorum. He's a Greyjoy.
Cersei already hates her brother, and I think as Mersh said, what's his face was trying to alpha male Tyrion,
mm-hmm,
and show that he's A, not scared, B, says what he wants, and just does what he feels like he wants to do. And
yeah, and he's trying to
But everybody else said, shut the fuck up and get back and sit down.
Right, because it didn't go over well.
Yeah, Dutch, how many times have you tried to impress a girl you're trying to fuck and it went south? We've all been there where you're like, yeah, watch this. And they're like, shut up. And you're like, damn it.
I don't know what his boner is for Cersei, though.
He was peacock. Because
his
boner is
for power.
He's
he doesn't give
queen
a fuck.
No.
He's the kind of guy that would.
I think he's actually physically attracted to her.
No, I think he would bang her, put a kid in her. As soon as the kid was born, he'd probably put a pillow to her face while she still was bleeding from childbirth. and just be like, well, it's just the Greyjoy boys now. Like, that's his whole plan. He's a sociopath.
Right. Greyjoy boys.
That's it, though. It's all he would do is keep plowing.
That sounds like a great book series of mystery novel kind of stuff.
He'd keep smashing her till she had a boy heir, and then he would smother her with a pillow, and then he'd have Lannister bank accounts, and he'd be the king. It's not a bad plan. It's a one in million chance, but that's the point of his character. He's a fucking pirate king. Yeah. He's not thinking like a, oh, I'm Littlefinger. He's like, no, I'm going to bang this ball and put a kid in her, fucking cut her head off. Bam, I'm in charge now.
He probably thought that she would have enjoyed that.
I love the crazy.
The hound walking up with the zombie on its back like it's a JanSport backpack was fucking amazing.
Yeah, someone made a meme that said, this looks like a freshman on the first day of school.
Yeah.
These cunts make me promise them help them move.
I was going to say, why don't they just bring the donkey around in the front?
Why didn't he have like 4, 5, 10 soldiers and go, hey, faggots, pick up this box with the dead guy?
Can you help me out here
for a second? Yeah, like, you're the hound. You're basically, you're one of the leveled up guys in the video game, in the RPG video game.
This thing up
if this was like Age of Empires, if this was like a military scenario, you're like, I'm the hound. I have level 5 clearance. Hey, idiots, pick up this box, fucking grunts.
Do you know how confused I was that he opened up the box where the small opening, his face was right in front of it, and then he turned around and pulled it behind? Because in the scene before, when the zombie was in that box, it was rattling the cage.
Goes the zombie.
Like it wanted to escape like nothing else.
By the way, I'm still mad that there's no Ghost this whole season, and they really needed to figure that out
in their
budget.
We need to know where Ghost is.
But,
oh my God,
they do a really good job with crazy dead people.
The zombie in half, it was amazing.
But all of
and
their,
it's all in daylight. Like, that was the one impressive part for me, because every time you've seen anything zombie-related in this show, it's all been kind of dark settings,
snowy,
whatever. This is broad daylight kind of shit.
But even if you go back to those seasons, compared to the early Dragons, they've always had the whites down fucking tight.
Yeah,
like the undead people, the rotting, like all different various degrees of rot. Dude, those effects people have been on point and have earned their money from day one.
He's literally picking up the hand.
Yeah. Qyburn.
Okay, can we talk about that for
Qyburn
a second?
Qyburn, the Joseph Mengele of Westeros.
Yep.
He's a fucking ghoul.
He's like, can I study
this? So
that
guy's the one who put the mountain together.
Yes.
So he's looking at that going, I could so work with this. Like, did you guys get that sense?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Cool. He had a science boner.
Yeah, like, Qyburn's the guy, like, he's Joseph Mengele. Like, he's the guy in Westeros that would be, like, sewing twins together and seeing if they can sustain one another, just die. And he'd be like, oh, just give me more weird street kids.
I really do appreciate the fact of the presentation and the science experiment that Jon Snow put out, where he's like, here's a zombie. If you cut it with a sword, a normal sword, he'll still keep
not
going.
Gonna happen.
If you cut his hand off, even his hand will keep wiggling. You have to burn him or dragon glass. They don't mention the Valyrian steel. I don't know if they figured that part out yet.
I think no, they know keep it works that close on White to the Walkers. Vest just in case.
Yeah, it works on White Walkers.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you really got to take these things out. Like, they're not fucking around.
So, here, we should.
So, at this part, do you think Cersei's crapping her pants?
How many?
To an extent, yeah.
I know, at least like, Jaime is.
The queen doesn't make duties.
So, this guy, now here's the thing. What's his name again? Jorian? Not Jorian.
It's not Yor. Is it Yora?
What? Yora? The Explorer?
Yara.
Yara the
Explorer.
No, Yara is the girl.
Whoever the pirate guy is who said this is the thing.
Euron.
I've seen a shitload of stuff.
Euron Greyjoy.
Here, turn it up real quick.
The king of the Iron Islands.
The world.
Euron,
I've seen
everything,
things you couldn't imagine, and this. This is the only thing I've ever seen that terrifies me.
So, that being said, he was already in bed earlier on.
I'm going
with,
back to my island. You should go back to yours. When winter's over, we'll be the only ones left alive.
What are you going to say, Dutch?
So he was already in bed with Cersei at that point?
Yes.
Or do you think she contacted him afterward?
No. Because it was at that point because she says, nobody walks away from me. So it was planned. You know,
at the end, she admitted that she told
Euron
to do this.
Did she plan for him to see what she saw too?
No. I think regardless of whether White Walkers or not, at some point she said you have to pretend that you're out. You know,
so do they have a discussion of like
wing it? I think they might improv.
Wing it and do ad lib.
I think it was improv.
It's possible that that's why Euron was fucking around with Tyrion to set up cause for him to walk out.
But that means that they would have to know they're going to bring a White Walker, which is nothing.
He could have been establishing a precedent. Like, look at how obnoxious I'm being.
Right.
If there's no White, I'll just continue to be obnoxious, and Cersei will be like, dude, get out
of here. I think Cersei would.
And he could have just been like, oh, this is bullshit, and pretended to be mad and left,
right.
And then just say, I'm going back to my island.
And he went with it. Okay.
And he still would have been like, we're going to Essos and getting the Golden Company.
He walked into the arena knowing he was going to walk out and go home, and he was finding a way to do so that looked legitimate.
This is one of the few shows where I'm very, very hardcore fan base, and I'm very, like, Euron Greyjoy is a fucking wild person in this show.
He's
not, like, in the books it's different. There's two Greyjoy brothers, and, like, the other one's kind of the wild man. They kind of merged him into one guy. Mm-hmm. But Euron's he's great. He's just a madman, and I love him. But I got mad because I thought they were going to Stannis me again, where like they're going to make a guy they're going to make a guy not be true to his actual character that they've developed the whole season, which is being by the book and doing what's right. And in Euron's case, it was just, I'm a fucking madman. I'm a psychopath. I don't give a fuck. I'll fight four bitches with whips and razor blades and like on a fiery boat. I don't care.
So why does he suddenly give a fuck? I was really mad when he left.
I'm like, this is bullshit. And then later on in the episode, as we find out, I'm like, all right, my nigga. He had a backup plan.
It seemed a little out of character for him to just walk off that way. And even in the back of my mind, I'm like,
but that makes sense,
but that doesn't make sense for him.
But it makes very much sense that even though he's a psycho and he loves a head-on battle, he is a really devious cunt in this show. So he's kind of doing all, I'm out of here. I guess you should just call me a pussy, guys. And he just leaves, and he's like, right. Mom, we got this other angle we're working. Just beautiful. Because that made me just love Euron again. I'm like, my boy. He's going to get himself killed. Love him.
Oh, so killed.
He's going to get so
killed. And he'll do it in a glorious way, too.
Yeah, he's great.
By the way, the art of a good negotiation is being able to walk away. Just saying.
That's true.
Yeah, that whole thing of Jon Snow refusing. Can we pull up the volume here for a second?
Then he died for nothing.
I know.
I'm pleased you bent the knee to our queen.
I would have advised it, had you asked.
He has...
But have you ever considered learning how to lie every now and then?
I love that line.
Just a bit. Made me happy.
He has the liar
swear
syndrome.
An oath I can't uphold.
He is the goddamn pen is blue all day long.
Honestly,
like
though, the moment,
every day.
The moment Jon Snow ever tells a lie, his entire character is dead. Like it's completely uninteresting.
I think he would just explode in flames.
But that's what I mean. If he did it in the show, just narrative wise, you'd be like, well, he's done. It's the whole point of Jon Snow. He's the good guy. He's like, no, this is wrong. Like, you faggot, you're going to get us all killed. You fucking you asshole.
Faggot.
But you know, that's how most of these other scheming lords look at him.
That's exactly like, what everyone's
fucking asshole.
Everyone's like, what the fuck, man?
Just you tell her yes. If Littlefinger was here, he would have been like, yes,
yeah,
yes, my queen.
Yeah, but Jon Snow was struggling for 6 episodes to not bend the knee to Daenerys. He just fucking bent the knee. He's like, oh, I'm going to fucking bend a knee to some other blonde now?
And that's why I love the Dinkles in that, like, his frustration of, like, motherfucker, could you just for 1 second stop being so honorable?
He's like, that's why your dad died. Hashtag no offense.
Just so. And so then Tyrion's like, I'm gonna go talk to her. She's really pissed, but I'm
really
go
mad,
talk to her.
Guys. I'll maybe talk to her and see what happens.
Yeah, but you know what happens when you're honest like that is people get upset killed for 2 seconds and then you fucking work it out because you know where they're standing and you can negotiate with someone who's being honest.
No. That's what
that
it's like dealing
with
somebody
guys
like Cersei Lannister.
And guys, like dudes do that. But we're talking about, you know, Dinkles versus Cersei.
You're talking about a bitch with an undead giant versus a bitch with dragons.
By the way, watching Tyrion walk next to fucking next to the mountain is ridiculous.
He comes up to his knee.
Look at that.
I could take the mountain, oh, bitch. Dance around.
Wait, who's the actual actor that does him? Isn't he like
a strongman?
It's like Hjalms Bjorgensen.
He's
yeah,
like 7'6" or something like that.
He's 6'7". He's probably 6'9".
He probably has legitimate giant blood in him.
And the Hound is 6'7". I looked it up.
Well, remember that scene? They were both right next to each other. They're about the same height.
He probably is actually descended from Nordic giants of mythology.
And here basically Jamie's like,
brother, can we, oh, by the way, I brought this up there in this episode. Can we give Jamie Lannister consistently best dressed every season?
Yes, I would agree.
His armor is always so ornate. It's like when you download the high definition textures for Oblivion. So good.
Didn't he have like a different hairstyle in the first two seasons?
Yeah, he had the long hair.
The gay prince.
Yeah, I like his short hairstyle. He looks a lot better. Yeah, here we go. Marie just posted in the chat room at MLR.com.
The Prince Valiant
live
haircut.
Look at the size of the mountain next to Cersei. Oh, my God. She doesn't come above his shoulder.
Jesus.
Wow.
I hear that Cersei's not a nice lady. Now, again, I just started on this episode, so.
You talking about the act? There you go. Yeah, Marie just posted. I like the new hairstyle rather than that, like, side, you know, middle coiffed parted hairstyle.
Jamie Lannister in season 1 kind of looked like John Smith from Pocahontas. Anyone who was listening to Hippo Juice earlier would
Oh, he did.
But also, they say that they do that visually on purpose, like the creators have made.
Hold on. We have to listen to this conversation. This is one of the high points.
I didn't know
that. And now you've
got
them both working towards the same goal. The goal you've worked towards your entire life.
Cersei, I didn't
know.
The
destruction of this family.
I am the one preventing that from happening. Daenerys didn't want to debate and negotiate. She didn't want to bring you words. She wanted to bring you fire and blood until I advised her otherwise. I don't want to destroy our family. I never have.
You killed our father.
After he sentenced me to death for a crime I didn't commit. Yes, I killed him. Hate me for it if you want. I hate myself for it, in spite of what he was, in spite of what he did to me.
Oh, good actor.
Poor little man. Your papa was mean to you.
Both of them are good actors.
Do you have any idea what you did when you fired that crossbow? You left us open. You laid us bare for the vultures, and the vultures came and tore us apart. You may not have killed Joffrey, but you killed Marcella, you killed Tommen. No one would have touched them if Father was here. No one would have dared.
I've never been more sorry about
anything.
I will not hear it, not from you.
I will not hear it!
No, the balls on him bullshit. He knows that Lannisters stick together yep. when it comes to fucking family.
No. The ball's on him right now. Where he's basically like, all right, cut my head off, you fucking whore.
But that's what I'm saying. He's calling her bluff. He's saying family, like, he's like, I'm the only family member that ever killed another family member. And it was because that family member was going to kill me
first. If it
weren't
for me, you'd have a mother. If it weren't for me, you'd have a father. If it weren't for me, you'd have two beautiful children. I've thought about killing you more times than I can count. Do it! Say the word.
That's balls.
He knows, though. He knows that she has two family members left.
There was some fucking fear because then he goes and drinks the wine like, oh, boy.
Yeah, he's still rolling the dice.
Oh, boy. He's like, holy shit. Okay, I didn't think it was going to work, but my God, thank God it did.
And then he pours her a glass of wine, too, which I thought was cool.
I thought the panic was more so because the hound was behind him. The mountain. Sorry, you're right.
Idiot, stupid person.
You're right. I'm so stupid and such an
idiot. So stupid. Just dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that he realized he could have died in that moment, but he was calling Cersei's bluff because he knows she has him and she has Jaime, and there are no other living family Lannister
exactly,
members.
Exactly, and that's what he was counting on the second he walked in there. But just having the balls of going at her the way he did mm-hmm. in that exchange, you have to still have credit for it. I mean, he had balls even walking in there and then going about it the way he did. I give him balls.
Oh, yeah.
He got balls.
He definitely needed balls.
Big old balls.
I mean, he kind of had to. It's like he had everything to lose, you know?
He's kind of stuck between a crazy sociopathic sister and ice demons.
Yeah.
So, you know, really didn't have a choice.
I mean, if this were some sort of arbitration, like, he should get the Medal of Honor for the best mediator between two crazy bitches.
I got family. I don't
care. Hell yeah.
I've got family. I've got really, like, a lot of shit with where we don't get along. And at the end of the day, if I'm confident, 90% confident, I could tell any one of my sisters, like, you want to deal with me? You want to deal with ice demons? Like, you know what? Yeah. Go ahead and cut my head off. Fuck, deal with the ice demons. At the end of the day, you still got ice demons. Only 90% sure most people would be like, you son of a bitch. Lucky. Pour me some wine, too.
So, yeah, after I saw this scene, I was like, yeah. That's why when Jaime was like, I'm out of here, I was like, she's not going to kill him. If she didn't kill Tyrion, she's not killing Jaime.
Yeah.
I have a theory that Jaime is definitely going to die by Cersei's hand eventually.
Or the other way around.
Nope. Jaime's going to die by Cersei. Okay.
Well, considering that they love
each other. That's my prediction.
Considering that they're in love with each other, not just that they love each other because that's a family thing to say, they're in love with each other. There's a fine line between love and hate, and what you were saying, like, oh, if they didn't kill Tyrion, why would they kill Jaime? Well, I think Jaime and Cersei have more reason to pull out swords and murder each other, because if they're in love and then one decides to bail, that's going to create more animosity than Tyrion, who she always hated. She's never liked him, so it's not like anything's changed.
That's the wrinkle of this show.
Yeah,
like,
she's
my whole thing is... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just saying, she's sick of Jaime, too. I was pointing out what Bray said.
Well, the whole thing that I was thinking is that, like, she threatened him in the last episode as far as, don't ever betray me again. And he was only doing... She viewed him even talking to Tyrion
as a betrayal.
So, that right there, like, you're talking about, Marie made a good point, thin line between love and hate, and something's going to happen. And in my humble opinion, Jaime's going to die by Cersei's hand, one way or another.
Well, now here they're talking to the little dragon.
They're in the dragon pit, right? Dragons haven't been around for thousands of years, right? Yeah. Why are there still giant pieces of, like, formed dragon bones?
Yeah, they're just laying there.
Laying around all over the fucking topsoil.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty dumb.
Well, they have to member.
They might have that whole piece, like, roped off, like, okay.
Just go in there, member dragons.
Can't go in there.
Oh, I remember dragons.
If you go in, you can't touch anything. It's like an Indian burial ground kind of
remember
thing.
Remember Beleriand the Dread?
I remember. I kind of just imagine that this is like the Colosseum, like the Roman Colosseum that we actually have in real life, where it's just a bunch of Hong Kong tourists coming around with cameras, and they're
Colosseum number one.
They keep replenishing the topsoil with lizard skulls, right, and then say that they're just small dragons, and so everyone can discover.
That's so true. Oh my God, you're right. Like when you go to a certain place, like, throw some junk
out
there.
Hey, throw 20 more lizard skulls into the pit so that kids can think that they're real dragons.
They do that with, they'll go on a treasure hunt. Here's a metal detector. And they rent out the metal detector and they just throw some pennies and shit. And they'll throw, like, one nice thing out there once in a while.
Right, because otherwise it would be completely disinteresting.
Like everything scientific.
By the way, I love how many scenes Danny and Jon Snow have a conversation where they're tucked into a small corner where they almost have to be touching face to face.
Yeah, this scene right here, I totally thought they were going to make out, even though what they were talking about wasn't anything make out relatable.
Thousands will be burned to death. Do you want to make out?
Just the way they were looking at each other, I was just like, oh, do it, please, please.
Her flowers are obnoxious. Face. These fucking idiots going to the prom.
They're both just so they're both just so melancholy. They just need each other's warm embrace to feel better.
I hate Daenerys Targaryen. Like her and Jon Snow. Her and her Jon Snow banging makes me like Jon Snow less. It's like when it's like when you have a friend that you think is perfect and you hate his girlfriend.
You're the guy who like watched Karate Kid and thought that fucking Billy Zane was the or not Billy Zane. What's his name? The other guy was supposed to be the hero of the movie.
Dutch, does Daenerys Targaryen have anything on this show that she wasn't given to her by a man?
You've made that point before, and I can't refute that.
exactly.
But she's the modern, doesn't make her she thinks, a heroine, man. She's a heroine.
She thinks she's entitled to shit because of her name, because of who her dad is. She's literally Ivanka Trump.
This last season, I will give you that.
She's a piece of shit.
Oh, come on. Who's more of a piece of shit as far as the woman queens on the show? Fucking Cersei or Daenerys?
Cersei, but that's like me going like, oh, yeah, I'm bad, but I'm not as bad as a pedophile. Yeah, but you're still bad. You still have problems.
Okay. What you just did was say that Cersei was fucking kids. Hold on.
Well, she's banging her brother. She might as well. I mean, I'm sure she gave Joffrey a little tweak in or two in the bathtub.
I don't know if that's just the same, but
you don't
whatever.
Think Cersei would probably bang Joffrey?
Maybe when he got older.
Or diddle Joffrey.
That's like three layers of incest. Like, imagine if she got pregnant from her brother's, the son she had from her brother, and then got pregnant from that.
Joffrey,
what is that called?
Basically just a Down syndrome-y version of Jaime.
I think in this world, there's no Down syndrome
Sansa talking to Littlefinger.
Now, this is probably one of the best scenes of the episode. I can't believe should we just play the whole thing out?
Not this part.
We should play out the whole court
with Arya. Yes, I will.
Fight for Daenerys Targaryen. He's bent the knee.
I've heard gossip that the Dragon Queen is quite beautiful.
What does that have to do with anything?
John is young and unmarried. Daenerys is young and unmarried.
We called it.
You think he wants to marry her?
An alliance makes sense. Together they'd be difficult to defeat. He was named king in the north. He can be unnamed.
Even if I wanted to, Arya would never go along. She always loved John far more than she ever loved me, and she'd kill anyone who betrayed her family.
You're our family, too.
Littlefinger taught her too well. That's the problem.
Your own sister.
Do you know what she is now? Do you know what the faces of men are?
Is this girl?
So hard.
Only by reputation.
They really lucked out with Sansa's.
Sophie Turner is one of the prettiest women in the world right now.
Striking.
I love redheads, especially ones with blue eyes like that. Like, I melt when I see her.
How old is she now?
She better be above age, otherwise
she's
I'm a creep.
20 or 21.
21.
21.
Joking, thank God.
Born in 1996.
Yeah, because Maisie Williams is like 19 now. 19.
She's 20. They're only a year apart.
Yeah. 1996? Oh, my God. She was born when I was in sixth grade. Jesus. So, basically, yeah, with this scene, Littlefinger, who is probably one of my most favorite characters in this entire show.
Westerosi, oh. Tommy Carcetti?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's the wire thing is the reason why I like him. But
his accent gets annoying.
I don't know, man.
His accent gets very annoying.
He's just good. He's just good. Like, he's such a weasel. And it's just something about it. It's like, oh, I respect the game.
Not only does he respect the game, he writes about the game with fan fiction. He's all about the game.
To kill me.
So basically, yeah. Well, I mean, anybody who's listening to this show has already seen this episode. Yeah. But yeah, it's just his weaselly way. But here's the thing, is that what I love about Sansa is that she, at this moment, which I didn't realize until after the scene we're going to be, you know, seeing later, is she's basically, she's working him down without him knowing it, and he's thinking he's working her down. Like, it's so brilliant.
I'm still wondering why he sent Brienne away, though. Like, why Sansa sent Brienne away? Like, what did that have to do with this? You know?
Well, she just wanted to make sure Jon had muscle.
Well, maybe she wanted Littlefinger, too, to feel, like, smug.
Yeah, I feel like partially she was trying to make Littlefinger feel like he was being listened to. Partially, I feel like she thought that was actually a legitimate good idea, right, so that she didn't have to leave Winterfell and she could remain in charge where she needed to be. And honestly, I think it just actually had to happen for some plot lines.
Well, yeah, Brienne could take care of herself and she can represent.
So Brienne, you know, and Hound could have the feel good moment of the season. That's why.
Yeah, that was great. That was amazing.
Basically, yeah.
Like I said,
I like how we're overthinking this whole thing rather than just the writers being smart.
Yeah.
So now we have Jon Snow back in the war room with
Dickless.
With Dickless, you can't be more specific because you also have Varys in the room.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dickless men.
And you also actually
just as powerful as the Faceless men.
I have another question, you guys, real quick. Like, so I asked you guys this last week. So are the Unsullied, do they not have dicks or do they not have balls? Or not both?
They don't have balls, they have dicks.
Yeah, but I thought somebody made a joke that said that they were dickless.
He made so many dickless jokes in the beginning when him and Jamie were on the wall looking out at the Unsullied about the dickless thing. So do they not have dicks or they not have balls or both?
Or are they just uneducated making dickless jokes?
Huh. Because I was going to say, because did he actually fuck the hot black girl?
I think
girl?
It was implied that they were dry humping.
Were they dry humping? And something. I remember they should have seen him eating her out.
Yeah, he went down on her. Oh, this is the scene here where Jon Snow forgives Reek.
Oh, yeah, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, they kind of bro down for a second.
Cersei, about bending the knee to Daenerys. You risked everything to tell an enemy the truth.
We went down there to make peace. And it seems to me we need to be honest with each other if we're going to fight together.
You've always known what was right. Even when we were all young and stupid, you always knew. Every step you take, it's always the right step.
It's not. It may seem that way from the outside, but
I have a penis. Shit.
I've done plenty of things that I regret.
Not compared to me, you haven't.
No.
But I'm doing Ned Stark voice, so you could tell I mean it.
You're right. I am a dickless asshole.
Yeah, Reek.
Doing the best brooding I've ever done since season one.
A lot of brooding.
It's really good brooding.
He's the broodiest brooder.
Well, do you think that actor at any given point in time is just thinking, what would my face look like if I didn't have a penis?
I just think
he's
honestly
probably the best at it because ever since he got his dick cut off, this actor is so good at like this whole downtrodden, I have no confidence face.
Oh, I meant Jon Snow, though. Jon Snow is the best at brooding.
No.
Oh, yeah, him too,
like,
yeah.
Like, I think that's how he's going to defeat the Night King. It's right. Just by out-brooding him.
Hold on. Here's a good line here in a second.
And you betrayed him. Betrayed his memory. I did. You never lost him.
Oh, Dad's within you all along.
He's a part of you. Just like he's a part of me.
There's that moral that we were looking for out of Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my place to forgive you for all of it. But what I can forgive, I do.
So we cool?
Aww.
We cool.
Show me that smile again.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hold on.
And you're a star.
Okay. If he could ejaculate right now, he would have.
Just kidding, Dickless. You're just a Greyjoy. Get out of here.
More like Gayjoy.
You're a Greyjoy and you're a star.
Go be with your dead dad and your dead sister.
Hey, his sister's alive.
Is she, though?
Yeah.
Is she, though?
Well, even if she's alive, all Greyjoys are dead inside. They have the worst political system, by the way, too. Just beating each other up and taking over control of things.
It really is bad.
That is really chaotic.
A lot of drama.
I mean, every time somebody wins a fist fight, there's a new king.
Exactly.
Like a really,
and they drink a lot.
Yes.
So they're constantly.
Oh, they already said the line, but he was like, "Hey, my sister has been captured." And he's like, "Well, then why are you still standing here?"
Yeah, go.
Like that was kind of like a, all right, just because you don't have a dick, stop being a pussy.
Yeah, that is the
and
scene.
So then it cuts to the scene where you see Dickless actually trying to stand up for himself, which is basically like a Rocky Balboa type of moment,
right,
where he just kept getting hit. And well, I mean, we don't have to play the audio, but
it was just like Rocky. I mean, he had his penis cut off and he's always getting beat up by people and losing.
Well, just getting just hit, like, knocked down. It's just like,
it's not how much you hit,
stop getting up, you
it's
know
how much you can get hit up and keep getting up.
So by the way, the guy who was getting out of breath because he's out of shape, clearly, from punching somebody, because every time he hits somebody, clearly, he loses a lot of energy. So every time he hits Greyjoy, he's like, stop it.
It's like when you're playing punch out and you're out of hearts and you have to kind of block the punches.
Right, he runs out of hearts with two punches and... And then he gets respect from the rest of the guys. Oh, okay, this guy can take a punch. This is our new captain. Like, did anybody else find this scene pandering?
The part that pissed me off was when he kneed him three times where he didn't have a dick or balls. I'm like, it would still hurt.
Yeah.
It still hurt.
You're still getting kneed in the
pelvic bone. Yeah.
Not only a pelvic bone, but scar tissue of a pelvic bone.
A man is hitting you as hard as he can, no matter where it is in your body. It's going to fucking hurt.
Like, as
this
a girl,
scene was pandering and
as
stupid.
A girl, if I got kicked in the vagina, it would still kind of hurt. I wouldn't like it.
Well, we don't know what it's like to be kicked in the vagina, and you don't know what it's like getting kicked in the balls, but none of us know what it's like to be kicked in a scar tissue.
In the nothing.
But I would imagine, your pelvic bone, just that alone, like that little, you know, just everybody just feel the top part of your, of your.
You would bruise.
Yeah,
but
right there.
I can't
There's
imagine.
A bone right there.
I can't imagine it would hurt any more or any less than getting pummeled in the nose like he is right now.
Yeah.
And he's still getting
he's
up.
Get punched in the, So basically this scene is telling us, hey, Theon has a high pain tolerance.
Well, yeah, because
and
he
then
was
all
fucking
of a sudden
tortured.
Now he's like the captain of the rapists.
I don't know if that's a term.
That's what they are.
A pretty accurate.
That's their thing. He's raiding or raping, and they even said it.
The rapey McPiratons.
Yes, they've said it multiple times.
They're all about that.
Love raping.
So he keeps telling him he's going to kill him, and Theon keeps getting back up.
And I'm losing my breath here. I'm so out of shape, guys. I'm a pirate.
They might as well have been playing
pirate.
They might as well have been playing Eye of the Tiger at this point.
Yeah, if you meet me twice in the Gucci,
I thought it was pandering and stupid.
It's like, oh, okay, just, we know Theon's going to overcome it. Just, I don't need to see him get punched in the face 5 million times first. Just get to it already. This is not a storyline I really care about.
They added, this is probably 10 minutes scene, including when he spoke to John. And I would have rather had, I don't know, a dire wolf doing something for those 10 minutes.
Yeah, that would have been way better.
Yeah. Like, I would have much preferred seeing Nymeria meeting up with...
You could have cut all the Greyjoys out. We could have had all the dire wolves back.
Right.
I mean,
this whole storyline doesn't need to exist.
I know we're nitpicking. Obviously, this episode was great.
What is dead may never die. Neither will this goddamn storyline.
Okay, Theon needs his redemption. We get it. Theon's been through the ringer and back.
And then we're going to
get they've never had a whole thing that even addressed the sea, it would be cool if the storyline just as.
And we're going to have to get fucking articles from HuffPo now about how Theon Greyjoy is the new gender neutral hero of fucking millennia. Damn assholes.
And then he puts salt water in his face, which probably isn't the best. You know?
Not for. Oh, no.
Well, to an Ironborn, it's probably like Neosporin.
So now we have Sansa. So pretty. She's just so pretty.
So fucking hot.
Standing out here in the snow.
She doesn't care about the cold. She doesn't care that those flurries are fluttering around her nose.
Her beautiful eyes.
She's born in the north. She's used to the cold.
Okay, this scene right here, we're playing it. I don't care what happens. It's happened.
Yes.
We're playing it.
Look, just play the whole thing. I don't care if we get,
just even seeing Sansa sitting next to Bran behind a table is satisfying. I know it's not a full Stark family, but it's just...
It's the baller part of the family, though.
Yeah. The only bloodline left.
It's up. They're not saying anything yet.
I want to hear everything.
You want to hear the footsteps?
I hear footsteps.
So Arya's looking around like, what? I was nervous at this point.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I was too, actually.
It's not what I want. It's what honor demands.
And then you're like, oh, Sansa.
And what does honor demand?
Come on, Sansa.
Did I defend my family from those who would harm us? That I defend the North from those who would betray us.
And Littlefinger's like, yes.
All right, then. Get on with it.
And you really think Arya was a badass right there.
You stand accused of murder. You stand accused of treason. How do you answer these charges? Lord Baelish.
Bum, bum, bum!
That actually took me off guard.
That was the only thing where I didn't see it coming a little bit.
I didn't see any of it. I was so...
Look at his face. Look at Littlefinger's face.
That was the biggest heel turn surprise moment of the entire
season.
My
sister asked you a question.
I'm a bit confused.
Which charges confuse you? Start with the simplest one. You murdered our aunt, Lysa Arryn.
Oh, and they're going all the way back to Lysa.
And watched her fall. Do you deny it?
I did it to protect you.
You did it to take power in the Vale.
Damn.
Earlier, you conspired to murder Jon Arryn. You gave Lysa tears of Lys to poison him. Do you deny it?
Whatever your aunt might have told you, she was a troubled woman. She imagined enemies everywhere.
You had Aunt Lysa send a letter to our parents telling them it was the Lannisters who murdered Jon Arryn, when really it was you. The conflict between the Starks and the Lannisters, it was you who started it. Do you deny it?
I know of no such letter.
You conspired with Cersei Lannister and Joffrey Baratheon to betray our father, Ned Stark.
Damn.
Thanks to your treachery, he was imprisoned and later executed on false charges of treason.
Woo!
Do you deny it?
I deny it.
None of you were there to see what happened. None of you knows the truth.
You held a knife to his throat.
Ah! Yes, Bran, yes!
You said, I did warn you not to trust me.
He did.
Say what?
You told our mother This knife belonged to Tyrion Lannister. But that was another one of your lies.
Just
it was yours.
All the evidence! All of it! And Bran is just so...
I have known you since you were a girl.
Autistic?
I protected
you. Dark-faced!
Didn't he?
By selling me to the Boltons.
Ooh!
Ah! If we could speak alone.
No!
I can explain everything.
No, not alone. Right now. In public.
Sometimes when I'm trying to understand a person's motives, I play a little game.
In your face!
I assume the worst. What's the worst reason you have for turning me against my sister?
Damn it!
That's what you do, isn't it? That's what you've always done. Turn family against family, turn sister against sister.
That's what you did
to our mother and Aunt Lysa, and that's what you tried to do to us.
Wait.
Sansa, please.
I'm a slow learner. It's true. But I learn.
Give me a chance to defend myself.
He goes through the seven stages of depression. Or
I am Lord Protector
acceptance.
Of the Vale, and I command you to escort me safely back to the Eyrie.
I think not.
Damn it.
Sansa, I beg you.
He goes through denial, begging.
I loved your mother since I was a boy.
Negotiation.
What a pussy.
What acting on his part?
More than anyone.
Fake crying.
And yet he betrayed me. When you brought me back to Winterfell, you told me there's no justice in the world, not unless we make it. Thank you for all your many lessons, Lord Baelish.
And then the thing I love...
I will never forget them.
...best is that Ned Stark always said that the leader has to deliver the punishment. And
yes.
Arya in...
Dressed like Ned.
Dressed like Ned Stark... executes Littlefinger.
Oh, I didn't catch that until just now.
Yep.
Yep. She totally was her dad at that moment. Between Arya and Sansa, they are the two halves of what made Ned Stark so great.
So here's what I'm thinking, like, with the amount of, like, all those lords and everybody else standing around, going, like, do they just kind of go, okay, let's go. Should we help clean up? Like, what do we do now?
Pick this up.
I'm pretty sure that they're used to people dying at this point. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, this is...
Oh, with Jaime and Cersei.
Should we talk about this and listen to it now, or should we discuss what we just saw?
Well, okay.
Man, this show just packs shit in, like, really tight, don't they?
What we just saw was the Stark sisters are known will not be separated. Divide and conquer will not work with the Stark family. They're fucking united, period.
Like, yep. Can't divide blood. So, you know, just like Cersei couldn't kill Tyrion, Sansa couldn't turn away from Arya and vice versa. Family sticking together with family, which is how it fucking should be. It's how we were introduced to the show in the goddamn first place.
God damn it.
Exactly. That was severely satisfying because for the first time, fucking things were out in the open. It was outlined like, yes, we all know what's happening. Just call it out like he sees it. And let's fucking address the elephant in the room here.
Can I, real quick, just from during that last scene we just watched, my sister and I, we text each other. We don't watch the show until the other one's ready to watch the show. She's a mother of two. Mm-hmm. And so we're dorks and we do the whole, like, you know, 3, 2, 1, press play kind of thing. Can I read you the text conversation that her and I had during that last scene we just watched?
Absolutely.
Oop. Here we go. It said, it starts out with, Littlefinger's a cunt. For real. No, really, he's a real cunt. Yeah, he's a total cunt. Holy shit. Oh my god. Yeah, he died like a cunt. With his own knife. Cunt! Cunt! Testicle. That's what we texted to each other while the show's going on.
Top notch synopsis.
We're just. Oh, cunt.
And Littlefinger served his
purpose.
Really
dirty.
Littlefinger served his purpose, too. He taught Sansa a lot of tricks.
He did.
So it's not like it was his story arc meant something. You know, it wasn't. And he's, you know, he saved Jon Snow and, you know, with his the crew when he was getting smushed.
smushed.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. Well, Sansa was like, oh, I brought the Eyrie with me, and then they saved him. And
Cersei and Jaime here.
So yeah, he served his purpose.
Unsullied. She came here to show us all her power. No, something happened. The dragons are vulnerable.
We can't beat the Dothraki. We don't have the numbers. We don't have the support of the other houses.
No, we have something better. We have the Iron Bank.
You know what?
You should have listened more when Father spoke about the importance of gold. Oh, I know it's boring for you. You just wanted to hunt and ride and fight. When I listened, I learned. Highgarden brought us the most powerful army in Essos.
Yes, Marie.
I have to say, I heard both sides of the argument, Cersei versus Jaime. Both make excellent points. If you were sitting on the south end of it, you have two choices. Go up to the north and probably die, or stay in the south, wait for everyone else to die, and see who's left, and then deal with it. Both seem like very sound, logical ways of handling the White Walker situation.
That's true.
I really can't even knock Cersei for her idea of saying, let the North handle it first. Let the North be the front line.
Yeah, but the problem is what's left, once the White Walkers win, then all the dead people become more things they have to deal with. So then they got to fight an even bigger army.
That's why I'm siding with Jaime.
An army with fucking 3 White Walker dragons.
Yeah, right. But no, Marie has a good point. Like, there's nothing wrong with logic on either side.
Right. Her idea is, well, let's go to an island where they can't swim, but then again, they have dragons, so I guess that really doesn't fly.
Hey.
So yeah, now you have the mountain stands in front of Jaime.
No one walks away from me.
See, this is where I think...
Are you going to order him to kill me? I'm the only one you have left. Our children are gone. Our father is gone. It's just me and you now.
There's no more yet to come.
There's a baby in me.
Please don't kill him. He's too handsome.
Give the order then.
The mountain's okay looking, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
So handsome.
Bye, Felicia.
She's like, but I have your baby already. I don't need you anymore. Who am I kidding? I still fucking need you.
I don't believe you.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Here's the thing. They are never fucking again because that is... Why would you...
I don't know.
If I was fucking my sister and she did that to me...
Stop. We've all fucked a girl after she's tried to murder us before. It's not a big deal. It's not irreconcilable.
I think it's just you and me, man.
All right.
I don't think the rest of the audience can identify with this.
50% of this show.
Because I can identify what you're talking about, but I don't think the rest of the audience can.
I've literally went back, not only fucked women, but went back to sleep next to women who have tried to kill me.
I slept
like a baby.
Oh,
I would like to say, up until this very moment in this scene where the snow starts falling on Jaime Lannister's head, there were several moments where I was asking Royce while watching this show, why is Jon Snow and Brienne of Tarth wearing such thick furs in a warm climate? And then
you realize,
oh, it's
like
actually
the fall.
Yeah, it's like it's before the first snowfall where it's actually not that warm, it's just sunny.
I'm sorry, stupid Marie. Have you not been listening to Ned Stark from day one?
Well, I didn't know.
He had
winter is
he literally
coming.
He asked one thing of us. He asked us to remember one thing and you forgot it.
I'm sorry.
So
that is on you, Marie.
You're right. I forgot.
This winter is coming thing has been banging.
I'm not seeing an asshole.
Again,
part.
I feel like the geography and the timeline has been a little rushed and fuzzy.
Oh,
this season.
Sorry. Is everybody teleporting around bothering you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it should bother
do you not know that this whole geography and timeline isn't this world? It's made up world.
I think I figured it out though. Can I actually give a really solid theory as to this? I think. That the way it works with Jon Snow, for instance, is it works just like an Elder Scrolls Skyrim game.
once you travel around,
you can fast travel back.
Then you can fast travel, but you have to walk around or take
a horse.
Discover
it first.
Discover the cities. Then you can fast. I think he's using Elder Scrolls rules.
Like the towers in Zelda.
He just hits the select button and goes, hard home.
Well, hold on. The two moderators for the Reddit thread are talking with each other now.
Oh, hold on. The two moderators for the Reddit thread, that's who they are.
Let's see these two guys real quick.
Happened in the past.
Oh, yeah, the
I can see things happening.
Royce called them the AV Club, which I thought was also good.
If, the AV Club.
If you thought that Sansa, Arya, and Bran laying down the hammer on Littlefinger was satisfying, talk about dialogue that fucking just lays it all out for you.
We can't do it alone.
As clean as can be happening right now.
Yeah.
He's on his way back to Winterfell.
If Jon Snow is General Mattis, then Sam and Bran are the guys that design the software that makes the drone hit a cave 5,000 miles away.
If you hadn't read the
Oh my God, shut
books,
up. I want to hear them.
You shut up.
This is a review show. Not a watch the show again, Dutch.
I kind of want to watch it again because I watched it 3 days
ago. Oh my God, just watch it again later.
Yeah, seriously. We can't be any more than you're annoying than your girlfriend was during watching this.
So this felt like reading the cliff notes of the last, like we all have been researching, like what does R plus L mean and how does it relate to Jon Snow?
I believe Bran. You could keep, hold your jokes for 4 seconds.
No, I won't.
No, I don't listen to you.
I believe Brent Stark started the scene by going, all right, here's the deal, Redditors. I think Bran actually got Reddit gold after this scene.
So I would have to say that in the original storyline of the books, Aegon Targaryen was not Jon Snow. They were actually, I believe, stepbrothers. And
were they best friends?
Yes. And
they become best friends.
From what I understand, because I only audio heard the first book, is that there's a lot of characters that were cut out or consolidated, and not every character in the book made it into the TV show.
That is correct. There was a half black Stark brother.
Oh, really?
So they eliminated.
So
Robert's rebellion was built on a lie.
We're now recognizing that
Rhaegar didn't kidnap my aunt or rape her.
Shut up.
There.
Dude, Targaryen men all look like pussies.
Rhaegar Targaryen divorced Elia Martell, married Lyanna Stark, and begot Jon Snow, who is no longer a bastard, but the true heir to the Iron Throne.
She loved him.
Time to bang my hands.
As the oldest sibling from Rhaegar's bloodline.
Time to give my aunt a dickin'.
Now, the beauty...
You say it that way, it's weird.
The beauty of it is, as Sam and Bran are revealing that Jon Snow is the nephew of Daenerys Targaryen, they are cutsceneing to Jon Snow fucking Daenerys Targaryen.
While we were watching this and they started banging, Merch goes, ew, I go, shut up! He goes, ew, I go, shut up, let it happen!
And why is Tyrion hanging out in the hallway like Chad in the Mad Real World?
So mad that there wasn't a longer fuck scene between those two. Because how hot are both of them?
Oh, so
let's be
hot.
Honest here.
So hot. We all wanted to see them fuck.
I don't care if the storyline is incest. I don't care. Look, yeah, this is hot right here, right?
I mean,
I want more.
It is, except it's Cinemax sex.
He has a good butt. Let's
Look
not
at that butt, though.
Let's not pay nice attention butt. That he's a zombie, technically speaking. And nephew to her. Now, the real question is...
Let's have idiot actor sex.
The real question is, do
That's
they
the
make...
To the Iron Throne.
Do they make a baby?
I think that's the reason they showed them banging, because that he knocked her up, and they would have made that scene, how do you know you can't get pregnant, you know?
Has anybody made the Pornhub screenshot yet, where it says mentally ill aunt bang zombie nephew?
Okay, well,
I know this
hilarious.
Episode's about to be over, but I had a whole discussion with my sister right after this episode. Now, if she does get pregnant,
did you try to sleep with your
Bran
sister?
And Bran and Fatso know about it?
Bran and Fatso.
Do they the realm not tell anyone else, and they just kind of go, it's better for these two guys to be together because it helps bring everybody together.
No,
because
Bran says no. He has to know. He literally says he has
Bran
to know.
Bran is autistic as fuck.
I know
he's
he said that,
negotiate.
But do you think he changes his mind at the end of next season?
He's retarded.
Yeah, he's going to get back and go, you fucked your aunt.
Bran's retarded?
I think
Yeah, but Bran's basically autistic. Like, he has no feelings anymore.
Yeah, he's like...
Okay, you're right. Cerebral palsy means retarded.
Ever since speaking the Three-Eyed Raven, he's no emotion anymore. Remember when
By the way...
He's Dr. Manhattan now. He's basically actually the guy who's been on 4chan for 12 hours a day drinking fucking energy drinks.
Can the casting crew do better with sisters than these two? You have a 6'5" redhead and a 5'1" brunette.
Yeah, I know, because everybody in every family looks exactly alike.
No one's believing this.
Yeah, everyone looks like Marty McFly's family.
Yeah, especially you fucking model UN family. How dare you talk?
It's got a good point.
I take offense to that.
Okay, well, literally, you have one of everything. Stop it. Stop.
Right,
stop,
but this isn't... These two are supposed to be born from the same
There's
mother
dragons
and father.
In this show.
It's different with mine.
There's dragons in this show.
I'm just saying, for just continuity's sake.
What, you've never fucking seen a family and an ugly sister and a good-looking sister?
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the height difference, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have people with different height in a family, you fucking...
Ryan's way taller than me.
Like, what part of adopted and actual don't you understand? No, like, I get the fact that my family doesn't look the same.
I know,
like,
but there are other families that don't look exactly the same.
What are you... I was making a general joke, and you're trying to make... Oh, whatever.
I know other people with their siblings that look really different.
All right. Back to the episode.
Six,
stop
two,
arguing.
Redhead,
I actually
five,
had points.
Brunette.
Shut up!
Go ahead, Marie.
I actually had points to make. I was waiting for you two to stop bickering.
Dutch's family is a British guy and a fucking black demolitions expert in a wheelchair.
I have a family that can actually identify.
Go ahead, Marie. Back to the episode. Come on.
I was going.
Just lost a couple listeners when you guys were bickering.
I was going to answer that. I believe Bran will tell Jon Snow that Jon Snow is the heir to the throne and explain why. But I don't necessarily believe it needs to go beyond that. And if Jon Snow wants to marry his aunt and have his aunt's babies, then they could probably do that, and no one else in Westeros will blink an eye.
Yeah, and now this scene here, by the way, Tormund's fine. But
my sister was actually asking about it. They're going, do you think he's okay? And I'm like, well, if you don't see him beheaded or a sword in him, he's not dead. And even if you do see that, he's probably not dead anyways.
Yeah, you don't see him die, he's not necessarily dead. That's a rule around here. And even if you do see them die, they're not necessarily dead.
You just said the same thing.
I wanted to say it better because you
Anybody
pissed me
else
off from earlier.
Catch that?
Dutch, I don't care. I'm going to focus on the episode, not on you bitching anymore.
Yeah, calm down, man. Why are you so bitter?
If I would have done the same thing, you guys would have been yelling at me.
Why don't you just tell me what your sister said?
I just said it. Where's the beat?
Look, now Royce is just putting up the dramatic music because he doesn't want to listen to you anymore.
Or he just wants things to get more dramatic.
Just trying to focus back on the episode, you know, the whole point of the show. So now the dragon is, first off, the White Walkers all show up and they stop.
Like, hey, what's all this wall about?
Can I ask, what is the blue shit? Is it fire?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know.
It's breaking the ice and melting.
It's actually Listerine.
I think...
You know, it's right. Cool mint Listerine. You're right.
I think it's butane. You know, like when you have butane torch, it's just blue?
That's
what I think it is.
No one fucking understands what the blue shit is.
No, I'm with Dutch's theory, though. This is like a butane lighter, like one of those... Like, it's a way more intense lighter now.
It's hotter.
It's for cigars.
It's hotter than normal fire.
It's for cigars and bringing down the wall.
There he is.
By the way,
tell me that's not butane. Come on, guys.
Ice zombie dragon sounds terrible. Its growl is way more terrifying than the other
one. Super concentrated material that you get whipped. It's from pure CO2.
And the fact that the Night King was writing it,
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised to see the Night King riding the dragon.
I was like, oh, that just adds to it.
I kind of expected the Night King to be riding the dragon because the Night King already rides a horse and he knows how to ride animals, I assumed.
I just thought it was just like, it was not anything they ever really talked about. So when you saw it, you're like, oh, man, he's on it.
Well, the Night King is a man of few words as it is.
He's never said any words.
He doesn't say much. I kind of just took it for granted that once a dragon becomes a White Walker dragon, then the Night King would just climb on its back.
I hope the entire next season they write nothing but, like, awesome one-liners for the Night King.
No, I hope they don't.
Great.
He actually starts talking.
Why don't you cool off? just like, oh, God. Here he goes.
Just a series of him doing, like, Jay Leno monologue jokes.
So
that, he's just Mr. Freeze from Batman Returns.
Pretty much.
So what's with these dragons?
Okay.
Nice to see you.
I have to say that one cut scene where it was just the Ice King on top of the dragon, but it was just the back of the dragon, that looked kind of lame to me. It just looked like a guy that was riding a mechanical bull and wasn't having very much fun at it. but
is that
what
that
we're
can't
watching
be,
now is actually pretty good.
That can't be cold, right? Like, you make the wall freeze here.
Right, it can't be cold, but
that's why we're all confused by it. And that's why I think because it's blue, it has to be butane.
Well, if it's like, if you salt an iced road, the ice melts. Maybe it's some sort of like salty substance, like some
or they
solvent.
Put too much ice on it that it gets too heavy. Like, that's the only thing I can think of.
By the way, you also realize how many fucking giant zombies they have, too. It's not one or two. It's a few.
The fact they have giants, that's, yeah.
The giants were something that was incredibly exciting a few seasons ago.
The one guy.
And now it's just like, all right, they're all in the Army of the Dead.
So I saw in an article they pointed out that everybody kind of forms the Stark symbol. When they're all walking.
Oh, really?
Overhead, yeah.
Oh, let's see.
I didn't notice that, nor did I see that article.
Was there an article on the fact that, like, a dragon with holes in his wings probably couldn't fly normally, but for some reason in this world they can?
Yeah, why did the dragon have holes in its wings? It literally just died.
Because it's lazy. No, here's the thing. It's lazy to show that the dragon's dead. That's the reason why. And it's like, nothing other than that. It's like, okay, can we at least have some continuity of like physics or something? Because they're pretty good as far as that stuff goes.
The dragon probably has holes in its wing because they had to hook the chains into something.
But did you see the amount of holes?
But that was, yeah, you got to bring them up. Like, yeah. You know, rip off their wings.
Whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was amazing.
Good episode.
2019.
I'll give it definitely a solid 5 out of 10. Good job, guys.
2019 is when we get more Game of Thrones. So year and a half is what they're saying.
Oh, that's so forever
yeah,
from
18
now.
Months. Jesus. The last season, too, right?
Yep.
Now, are they only going to have 7 episodes next season, or are they going to actually grace us with some
it's
semblance
gonna be
of...
probably 6.
I hear they're going to be long 6? Episodes. I hear they're each one is going to be almost a full-length feature. Though.
So it should be 6 2-hour episodes, so it means 12 episodes essentially. Right?
They lie every season.
They do lie.
Their next season they'll all be an hour and a half.
There was an awesome season, but that's come on, man.
Where are my
7 episodes? 7?
Where are
really?
My direwolves?
7.
Yeah,
where's my ghost?
And you know, again, I think they were just trying to stretch out the story, really. Well, guys, thank you for listening.
That's it.
This has always been my.
And if you didn't listen, well, then don't. We're not thanking you.
We're not thanking.
Clearly,
you. No. Thank you.
Thank you if you did.
We'll be back, of course, 2019, doing the same thing. But right now, check out Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce. All the other shows are more like radio.
And remember, folks, if you can take one lesson home with you, it's obviously that walls. Well, we need walls.
We need walls. If anything, they prove that we need bigger walls.
Unless you have a butane dragon, that'll take it down.
Yeah, well, Mexicans won't get that.
All right, guys, we're out of here. Wieners,
flopping wieners, flopping wieners, dangle wieners, dangle dangle wieners in my bed.
Stop! Stop, please! I can't take any more.
But this is the best part. Right before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face.
Wiener, 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 wiener.